Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends, opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Foisey, and I am your host. For Original Lyrics Dream Radio. I welcome first-time listeners, and thank you so much for tuning in tonight. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/Original Lyrics Dream Radio. The chorus you just heard is my own, titled Stomp the Amp, which stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many can't, young or old, try no matter what you're told. On this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. Thank you so much to the doctors, nurses caring for the sick in this COVID-19 pandemic. You are the true heroes, and we certainly hope for a normal return to our lives here very soon. And I just want to, you know, tell everybody, stay safe. The doctors and the nurses are sacrificing quite a bit, and everyone stay safe out there. Thank you to my friend Bill Miller, who's on the dashboard this evening, uploading photos and music from our guests. We are an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and on iHeartRadio.com. Also on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify, and anywhere you can listen to your favorite podcast. Our radio show concept is based on my first in studio recording titled Original Lyrics Dream. This was my dream come true with my own lyrics and recorded songs 7 years ago. My website is russellfoiseymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. And I am a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded 2 albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. My hope on each show every week is to pay it forward to the individual listening tonight with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. And I'll be speaking with guests in the week ahead. They're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and the music. My own writing inspiration myself has come from and family. I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. That's only 8 years ago, so if I can do it, you can as well out there, so please try. All right, time for the introduction to our next guest interview. You are viewing a slideshow of Mark DiPietro. Let's play a great track from Mark, and this is titled Obsession.
Clears, I only want to see your face. touch of your hand, my lips on your skin, the taste brings me in. When I'm wrapped in your arms, consumed by your love, it takes me places I never thought of. When the dust clears, I only want to see your face. Keep me safe from the storm. Only your will keep me warm. I need the fire in your eyes to bring me home. Don't give up on me, baby. Don't give up. I'm so alone. Can I ever come home?
Yeah, that's a great track, everybody. That is Obsession. Everyone, let me introduce and welcome. I'm a big fan, multi-talented singer, songwriter, musician, Mark DiPietro. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me on Original Lyrics Cream Radio.
What's going on, Russell?
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. It's a little hot here in Vegas.
We're going to ask you a series of questions. It's scorching
hot.
Yeah,
go ahead, bro.
You're going to ask you a bunch of questions. We're going to ask you questions so our listeners can get to know you better.
Sure.
Tell our listeners, Mark, first about that great track we just heard in Obsession. Tell us about the inspiration there.
That track was actually a dream. I woke up from a dream that I was walking down the strip in Vegas and it was hit. It was just desolate. It's just empty. It was the most unbelievable thing you ever saw, because usually it's such a hectic town, and there was actually no one on the streets for 2-3 months. So I had a dream that all the windows were knocked out of the hotel. I'm walking down the middle of the strip, and I get to the end of the strip where the Sahara used to be, and then they switched the name of the hotel. They redid the hotel. But it was a dust storm, and the dust cleared, and there was this chick that I was in love with, and I just laid my head on her shoulders. I was confused because I didn't realize where I was, and I told her I want to go home, you know, and that's how I wrote that song. I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I wrote the lyrics down, and I went in the studio the next day. Me and Ronnie Johnson went in, and we laid it all down. It came out really good.
How cool is that, right? Inspiration from anywhere, and you know, of course, you gotta rush home to make sure you get it all, because if you forget that moment, that's good. But that's incredible.
I keep guitars. My whole house is like Hard Rock Hotel. You know, I've got guitars hanging everywhere, all over the house. It's just, I have a hell of a collection, and so I keep a guitar next to my bed, and I keep a computer right there. So if I do wake up and I have something in my head, I type it, and I grab the guitar, and I just lay it down, and I record it, just as like a scratch track. It's crazy. But I've been playing my whole life, you know.
You mentioned you reside in Las Vegas, and it's usually an incredible place to be. How are you dealing with the crazy pandemic that we're in?
It's different. I mean, you have to wear masks everywhere, which is crazy in this heat right now. Right at this moment, it's 114 degrees, and everybody has to wear a mask out here. It is literally cooking, and it's going to be this way until September. And when you go into the gyms, you got to wear a mask, and it's crazy. But it's this way everywhere, all over the world. You know, it's just, I hope this is not the new normal.
I hope not either.
Well, because
you
can't play gigs. You know, you can't play gigs at all.
Exactly.
Nobody wants to. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. So you either got to leave the country and play, and then when you come back to the country, you got to be quarantined. It's craziness.
Absolutely crazy. Everyone, we're going to play three tracks tonight from Mark, and I know you're always in the middle of recording. I see, you know, quite a bit of activity in social media, and I love the recording.
I've got three more songs
well,
to finish the album. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah,
three more
songs to do a 12. It's a 12 song album we're doing, and I grab certain people. I had this young singer, which you know, or you know Chesney Clare. I had her sing one song for me, and I picked different people, and I used to write for a lot of people. You know, I don't normally like talking about my past because I played with a lot of people, and the past is the past. I'm more concerned with the future. This new stuff that me and Ronnie are doing is so, I think it's excellent music. It's just, and not just because I wrote it and not because we're recording it. It's just, it's real music. You know, you could do the 4/4 beats and do, you know, this hip hop stuff, very easy music to do, very catchy. I mean, they're making a lot of money at it. I'm not concerned about the money. I'm concerned about actually real music. Everything we do is real instruments. If you hear strings on my song, believe me, it's a real string section playing it. And it gets a little costly. You know, you do a 10-song album, it's $90,000.
It's up there.
Yeah, you know it.
Well,
you know, you're a recording artist.
I know. Yeah, man, I know. You know, studio is not inexpensive, but, you know, I like to edit. I like to take a lot of notes. And, you know, I guess I'm a perfectionist. You know, you only have one chance to make it right.
Yes, exactly. But we love what we do.
Mark,
it's what we do. We like to touch
the
heart of the world.
Yeah. Absolutely. Music is about the love of doing it. And if, you know, riches come, you know, down the road, then that's great. But, you know, you're doing it for the love of the art.
Yes.
You perform, Mark, with Greg Allman and P.B. King, which is an incredible experience.
Yeah.
Tell us about
Greg,
how that
cool.
happened and other artists that you looked
at. I played with Greg in Savannah, and, you know, he was a heavy drinker. And he was a fantastic human. They're all great human beings. But you know what? They're nobody special in my eyes. These are just regular guys who this is their what they do for a living. Anybody, and I try to tell these young singers and young artists, because I'm on YouTube all night long looking for singers and looking for different players and to bring in the studio. And if anything, I have to fly them out. And anybody can do this if you really want it. I mean, it does take – I shouldn't say that, actually. You have to have some degree of talent because not everybody can actually play an instrument really, really great. And you gotta live it. And teaching these young singers – and, man, there's some good – my daughter's a phenomenal singer. And just labels want her, and she just doesn't want to do it right now. I don't know. She's into this Krav Maga and cage fighting and – she'd rather, and I asked her, her name is Jillian Page. If you go on my Facebook page, you'll hear her sing. This girl she's phenomenal. And I said, what do you want to do this fighting for? She goes, I just want to kick ass. I crack up because she's 5'2". She's a beautiful little girl. And she comes home with her face all swollen from hitting, you know, when she goes and fights. It's crazy. I don't know, man. I mean, I'm too old school. But I love, you know.
That leads me to my next question, Mark, because you mentioned all of your instrumentation, guitar, bass, drums, vocals, are 100% real. And you make a great point, and we share the same point on auto-tune. I hate it. I wish they would ban
no
it.
No auto-tune.
It alters your voice, and to me it's almost like you're cheating your vocal. You know, and every time I hear it, it's like, the purity in a vocal is where it's at, right?
Yeah, well, here, I don't believe in perfection. Music is not perfect. So when you're – yeah, that auto-tune, forget it. The artists that use it, and you can tell that they're using it, it just – when you play the guitar, you want to, you know, I listen. I actually try to be off just a little bit, just so you can, you're not quite hitting that note, and that gives it some feeling. And same with your vocals. You know, it's got to be real. I just quit smoking 2 months ago, so my vocals are getting much better in such a short period of time, because I had a rasp that was, I'm going to re-sing some of this album. You know, we're going to go in and re-sing it because I quit smoking. But yeah, I don't like perfect music. I don't like the digital age. We still record analog. Recording analog.
Absolutely.
And I mic everything. My acoustic guitars, I mic them all.
You mic them all.
Yes, I don't plug into a board.
Well, as I mentioned, we have three tracks, and this is another great one.
Yeah.
Great guitar work on this track. Everyone, let's play another track from our guest tonight, Mark DiPietro, and this is Toxic Fever.
Feel my blade as it cuts you to the bone. All I wanted you to do is to take me home. Got no time for all these games. I never want to live another day this way. Now I've got to run away. I'm not going to pay for this. It's my time and I got to say, nothing really here I'm going to miss. I got this fever in my veins. I never thought when I was a child, this toxic fever drive me wild. I'm never gonna be the same. This toxic fever's insane.
Track, everybody. That's Toxic Fever. Mark, that's unbelievable guitar work there.
Yeah, I do all the guitar work on it all. And that I wrote that song. A very dear friend of mine died in February. And all the years of doing meth destroyed his liver and he died. He was a phenomenal guitar player. He used to play with Al Di Meola and he passed away, and I wrote that song like in 24 hours, and we laid it down. And that's why the video of that song has somebody hitting a pipe, you know, a meth pipe at the end. But Yeah, actually, I fell asleep when they were editing that after laying it all. And I asked them, I said, why did you speed up the guitar? They said, we slowed it down. I started laughing. I said, man, I played that. I did those tracks that fast. He goes, you were playing too fast. We had to slow it down. It's just, you know, some of that, it was crazy. You know, you just have those, as you know, because you record music and you write music, you have moments of greatness when you're recording that you can never get back. I could never reproduce exactly what I do. And that's why every album I do, I have to, if I have to play it live, I have to relearn the whole album. Because once I record it, I'm done with it.
Yeah, you don't look back.
No, you don't. You just keep going forward.
Yeah, keep moving forward. Mark, let's talk about the construction of the song. And I ask this question every week because I get a different answer. I think it's a good question. When you're developing a song, when we talk about title, melody, lyrics, chords, beat, what order do you prioritize? What do you choose?
I write the music first. Lyrics come last. I write the actually, I can hear one note, and I'll be watching a movie, and I'll be watching the end credits, and a song is playing. I hear one note, and I build a song around one note. And usually I'll do the chorus first, and then if I can't finish the lyrics, I have two lyricists, one in England and one in Chicago that I'll tap into and, you know, give it – to see what their thoughts are, and they'll send me some verses, and they're two women, and they'll send me some verses. I'll maybe use maybe a line out of each one of them, but that one line puts me back on track to where I need to be. I've written so many songs. It's just, you know, you run out of things to say because this is all life experience, all things that I've been through in life, like the third track that, you know, that you have, Only a Moment. And that is – that really went on in my life 3 years ago, and that's why I wrote that song, and which I'm sure you'll
well,
play.
Well, you know what? That's a very good segue. See what? And this is no BS for me. It's one of the best songs, Mark, I've ever heard, and I sincerely mean that. You had as a listener, you really had me. You had me on the first piano note. And from there, it is a tremendous track. So let's,
you know,
Bill,
it's funny because
play.
I was gonna have somebody else sing it, and then the record label told me, they said absolutely not. They said you killed that song. They said leave it the way it is.
You killed it.
You know, now you of all people, Russell, should know exactly what I'm about to say. It's never good enough when you're the writer.
You
always
know what?
Think
you're
it can
right.
be better.
You're right, because after you're laying that down, you're taking that home that night, and you're kind of dissecting it. You're saying, oh, this is not right. Maybe this isn't right.
Right.
You nailed it, Mark, and you absolutely nailed it here. Now, let's go ahead and play this track. And this is Mark DiPietro. This is Only a Moment.
Came here for a moment. Wasn't it you that came through my window late last night? I saw you run away so long ago. You said goodbye. Now I'm the one. The past now. You're remembering the times the stars shine with the moon as we embrace. You just can't escape. You gotta let go. We said our goodbyes.
can I say, Mark? That's some special stuff right there.
Yeah, that's a good song. I dig it. I'll tell you what. It would be nothing without my partner. You know, me and Ronnie Johnson, honestly, it's only the two of us usually laying it all down. Sometimes we'll bring in a different drummer, but Ronnie's an unreal drummer, a phenomenal piano player, and he is my producer. And he is just so good at what he does. He knows exactly what's in my head when we're recording, so I don't have to go through, you know, like you bring in musicians into the studio and they're wondering where the sheet music is. No, I don't play that. Listen, you want to come in the studio and do our stuff? I use a lot of name people. Play what you feel. I'm not looking for you to play what I'm hearing in my head. I want to hear what you hear, and then the compilation, it all comes together. It's like, I make the cake, they're the frosting, and then you get a phenomenal
that's a great
product.
Analogy.
Yeah, it's just
that's a very good analogy. Go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
No, I mean I used to use a guitar player, John Wiedemeyer, he's one of the best guitarists on the West Coast. Played with everybody. He's right now he's on this major Led Zeppelin band that's going around the world. You know, he does a lot of the guitar work for them on stage, and he's just phenomenal. But and he told me that one day. I said, man, it's just I don't know. He goes, Mark, you bake the cake, we put the frosting on it. He said, and that's the way it is. He goes, we don't need sheet music. He said, you told us to play what we feel, and this is what we're doing. And the music just comes out phenomenal. And that's all I'm looking for is a great product in the end, because my goal in music is to touch people's hearts. And
well, you certainly did with that track. And I think I'm very partial to the piano vocal. I'll have to send you one of my tracks. I did a duet as a piano vocal piece called Survival on the Street. And I just love
absolutely.
The combination.
Absolutely, send that to me.
Yeah, then you blend in a nice acoustic guitar, and then you have the dual melodies. I mean, that's just that's a perfect cake, my friend, right there.
Yeah, I dug it. You know, I knew it the minute we were done with it. I said, that's a hit, buddy.
Yep.
Really.
No doubt about it. Hey, let's talk
about
the
– Yeah, I listened to some of your tracks that you sent me. Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I like
the
that
artist today, Mark.
Of your show.
Oh, do you? Yeah, that's an easy one to write. That's about 15 minutes, and about negative people putting you down. And, you know, once you set your mind to do something, you can do whatever you want to do. And that was the core focus of the writing.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the artist today, Mark, you know, we're our own boss, right? And as I mentioned, I see you in social media, you're posting music, and, you know, our industry is streaming every day in the digital landscape, not like it was in the past where you had big producers, the Geffens, the Clive Davis, and all those folks. But I say every week on this show, you place your links on the media feeds, and, you know, people in Japan and the Netherlands and Australia can hear you in minutes, which I think is incredible. Do you like
I'm
where
ready
music
to put
is
up,
today,
we're
Mark?
Ready to put back our websites up. I took them all down because when this album is done, we're going to stick up all the websites, because Facebook to me is, you know, that to me, that's some – I look at Facebook, Russell, it drives me crazy. I see these kids – actually, I see these girls, 100,000 views, and the only reason they're getting those views – you know why they're only getting those views. They're no good. They can't sing. They can't play. But, you know, because they look good and they're wearing, you know, they're showing everything, that they get all these views. It really makes me sick. But that's what the music industry is turning into.
Yeah, and that's a shame because, you know, you're a great storyteller. And, you know, I pride myself when I write. I mean, from start to the first, you know, verse to the end, I want to make sure my listener gets it. You know, what is the song about? And, you know, you're touching people when, you know, you make music. And you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, I see a lot of, you know, people that don't have the experience, and they just don't get it.
No, they don't. Yeah, I've been playing the guitar for 50 years.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Who's playing the piano, Mark, on that last track?
That's Ronnie Johnson.
Oh, beautiful.
We recorded that in a studio in Las Vegas, and it was just him on a grand piano, and I did a little bit of acoustic guitar in the beginning of that, and then that was it, and then it was just piano and like we laid a light pad, as you can hear, you know, and we did that with a keyboard. I was going to get a string section on that song, but it would have been overkill. Because I wanted it to be just piano and vocals.
Yep, absolutely. Beautiful. It's an honor for me.
Thank you.
Mark, that one person would buy my song or album. What is your advice to the new singer, songwriter, musician if they're going to begin a career tomorrow?
It's a tough world out there, man. You have to really it's all in who you know. In my opinion, because a lot of these studios, you know, I was in Nashville, and a lot of these studios, they're just taking kids' money. I know I'm listening to some of this music that they're doing. There's no way this music is mainstream music and it's ever going to be heard. You know, it's just, it's great. And I think they're filling their heads with false hope. I'm brutally honest. When somebody asks my opinion, I tell them, because I said, are you sure you want to ask me this? Because I'm going to tell you the way it is, because I've been there. And when I tell them, you know, it's either they end up blocking me because – and then there's some that are really good, man. I've listened to some kids that are just phenomenal. But will they ever be heard? Probably not, because they don't have the financial backing to do a proper recording. Chesney Clare, for one – was recording in some place in Branson, Missouri, or wherever she was, and the studio she was using, you know, the guy is, I guess he's a good engineer, but he wasn't recording her right. You know, she was, she came out to Vegas, we recorded her doing the song Fight for Our Love. It took me about a day to teach her how to sing the right words because she sang a lot like another artist. And he told her in Branson, Missouri, he said, this guy's the real deal. That, you know, he said, because I sent him the tracks from our studio. I sent him all the stems and for Fight for Our Love. And he listens to the guitar work. He's like, oh, my God, who is this guy? I was laughing, and he called me up.
Yeah, I had a chance to listen to that track, Mark. That was very good. Well done. I mean,
yeah, and I think Chesney did good. I think she really did. She's got a future as long as she doesn't get caught up in all the garbage. Because, as you know, these young girls, she's 18 years old, and I hope she doesn't get caught up. Vegas is an unforgiving town.
Yeah,
very unforgiving.
It's a tough town.
Yeah, and she's got these producers got their hooks in her. You know, all these hip-hop artists. I wish her the best. You know, I wish everybody the best. Because music, I love all music of all kinds. I particularly like acoustic sets. Acoustic and piano, what I love. And Ronnie is a hell of a piano player.
Oh, he is. That's just a great job on that track. Mark, tell our listeners where they can find you on social media, and if you have a website, let everybody
they
out
will
there
be
know
able to find me. The website is going to be under, you know, I never recorded under my own name except for these last two CDs, and which is my real name is Mark DePietro, but it was a horrible stage name. So I used to go under, you know, Dante and different things. And I happen to know a guy that went to Juilliard, Dante Rolo, that I went to school with. And everybody thought that I was stealing his name. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to call the next website. I think it's just going to be I used to go under – I can't even say because I haven't decided yet. But I have a guy, Tom Voltz, is going to do my websites. And he's very good at doing websites. And we're going to lay these three albums that I did, and we're going to put them all up there. And I'm going to try to hit the Asian market most of all, because Asia loves American music. And I'm going to have an album that you can download. All the albums are going to be able to download for $1 for the whole album.
Nice.
You know, I'm not
nice.
Yeah. In this way. Yeah. Cause $2 a song. No, no. They can take the whole album for $1. You hit the Asian market. You can be a millionaire overnight. You really can. And most of my money is going to go to charity.
That's well done, Mark. You know? Look, I'm a big fan of yours, and I have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. We're going to have you back on the show for sure, and I wanted
anytime,
to thank
Russell.
You so much for thanks for being my guest tonight on Original Extreme Radio. You know, well done, the three tracks we heard, you know, phenomenal. You know, everyone out there really learn. You have it all, and I wish you the best of luck. And when you're done with the album, let's get you back on the show and we'll play some.
And when I'm done with the album, and then when I get done doing the websites, and I'll let you all know, you know, where you can find it.
Absolutely, and I will send you my track. I'd like to get your feedback on it. It's called Survival.
Definitely, I dig. I listen to everything you sent me. Yeah, definitely send me that.
Absolutely. Well, again, Mark, thank you so much, and all the best. Stay safe in this pandemic.
It's my pleasure.
Vegas. All right.
You're cool, Russell. Everything's good, man. You too, buddy.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
We're going to post the replay of the show tonight on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And, again, we thank Mark DiPietro, and please Google search and support this great artist and purchase his music and all the social media platforms. Please visit you type in my name in the search area. I have a great collection of videos attached to my songs. And as we were just speaking with Mark, tell a visual video story in every song. It really helps. My name is Russell Foisy, your host of Original Lyric Stream Radio. Thanks again, Bill. Remember, try no matter what you're told. Good night.
Stop the ass, just friends' opinions.